The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we are going to talk about early detection of prostate cancer. Author Bettina F. Drake, PhD, MPH, Associate Professor of Surgery, Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University School of Medicine. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer among men in the U.S. However, prostate cancer can be a story of great hope. Almost 100% of men diagnosed with early and less severe prostate cancer live 5 years or more after diagnosis, and 98% of men live 10 years or more. The heartache of prostate cancer lies in those cases, which are diagnosed late and more severe. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., and each year, about 29,000 men die of this disease. What is prostate cancer? The prostate is about the size of a walnut and is an organ that only men have. It is located just below the bladder and in front of the rectum. Cancer is a disease in which cells in the body grow out of control. When cancer starts in the prostate, it is called prostate cancer. Some men are more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. The older you are, the more likely you are to have prostate cancer. African American men and men who have one or more close relatives who have had prostate cancer are also more likely to be diagnosed themselves. African American men are about twice as likely to die from prostate cancer as white men. Most men with prostate cancer experience no symptoms in the early stages of the disease. Because early detection provides the best survival, all men should have a discussion with their primary care doctor about whether prostate cancer screening is the right option for them. Prostate cancer screening involves two types of tests. The first is the PSA blood test. PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. It is a protein that comes from the prostate. High blood levels of PSA can mean many things, some of which are harmless, but it may mean that there is a chance of prostate cancer is present. The second test is the DRE. DRE stands for digital rectum exam. During the DRE, your doctor uses his finger to feel the prostate through the rectum for any lumps or problems in shapes or size. Neither test is perfect. That is why it is recommended that the PSA and DRE test to be performed together. Remember, most men who are diagnosed with early and less severe prostate cancer live 10 years and longer after diagnosis. Screening tests can find cancer early when it is more treatable and beatable. Therefore, talking to your doctor about the right time to start screening is critical. Men who are African American or have men in your family who have had prostate cancer should start talking to their doctor about receiving prostate cancer screening between the ages of 40 and 45. Men who do not have either of those risk factors should have the discussion with their doctor about prostate cancer screening at age 50. We can't change our age, race, or family history of prostate cancer, but there are a few things men can do to lead a healthy life and reduce your chance of being diagnosed with more severe prostate cancer. If you do not have a primary care provider, ask a friend or family member for a suggestion. They may be even willing to go along with you if you need a little moral support. Prostate cancer screenings often require regular appointments so your doctor can observe changes in your PSA level. Changes in your blood level would not be found if the visits are not being monitored with one clinic's office. A healthy diet is also important. Keep the amount of fat that you get from red meat and dairy to a minimum. Try eating more fish, which has good fats such as omega-3 fatty acids. In addition, add a few extra servings of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains to your diet. And don't forget to avoid smoking and limit yourself to only a couple alcoholic drinks a day, if any. These tips are not just for your prostate cancer prevention, but will promote an overall healthy body. It is difficult to think of ourselves or a loved one having to face this difficult disease, but no one should do it alone. It is just as important for mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters to receive information and talk about prostate cancer, screening, and prevention for their male family members. Likewise, discussions among males are important to share experiences. The support of your family and friends can help all of us take better care of ourselves, including prostate cancer if necessary. With all of the demands of life, thinking about your prostate health is likely not in the front of your mind. However, one conversation with your doctor to discuss your risk is an important first step. Remember the three S's. Speak. Speak to your doctor to discuss your risk. Screen. Keep up with your regular prostate cancer screenings. Stay healthy. A healthy diet and exercise can help prevent cancer. Prostate cancer is beatable. There are many prostate cancer survivors who are leading active and healthy lives. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. Additional resources are available online or by telephone. The Prostate Cancer Community Partnership, PECAD, www.siteman.wustl.edu/PECAD.ASPX or calling 314-747-4611. Siteman Cancer Center, www.siteman.wustl.edu or calling 1-800-600-3606. The Prostate Cancer Coalition, STL, www.prostatecancercoalitionstl.org. The Empowerment Network, www.theempowermentnetwork.net or calling 314-385-0998. The Prostate Cancer Foundation, www.pcf.org or calling 1-800-757-CURE. The American Cancer Society, www.cancer.org, or calling 1-800-227-2345. The National Cancer Institute, www.cancer.gov, or calling 1-800-422-6237. Author information. Dr. Bettina Drake is an associate professor in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Siteman Cancer Center and Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. As a cancer epidemiologist, her research focuses on identifying preventative strategies to reduce cancer disparities. She partners with community members and organizations to design, implement, and disseminate research information. Her work also seeks to promote education and awareness of research and research participation in diverse communities. Dr. Drake is the daughter of a prostate cancer survivor who has been the inspiration for her work on prostate cancer disparities and cancer prevention. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like their Facebook page at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.